In this part of the test, I'm going to give each of you three pictures. I'd like you to talk about two of them on your own for about a minute, and also to answer a question briefly about your partner's pictures. Luna, it's your turn first. Here are your pictures. They show people achieving things in different situations. I'd like you to compare two of the pictures and say what kind of difficulties the people might have faced and how they might be feeling now. All right?
Okay. I will start with the picture where there's a group of people celebrating. They seem as they are graduating, maybe from high school or college. And they've certainly faced some difficulties, such as keeping up with all the work from college or the school, and also coping with all the problems they could have with their friends or colleagues. Whereas in the other picture, it seems as a rescue operation. And one of the main disadvantages of this is the weather, because they are going by helicopter. So if it's windy or rainy, it's worse. And also, it's a dangerous situation because they might be at a high altitude. And in the first picture, they might be feeling overjoyed. They've finished their studies, they're graduating. And in this picture, the man who's rescuing that person in danger might be feeling relieved.
Thank you. And Ignacio, which of these people do you think would feel most satisfaction from achieving their goals?
Well, in my own personal opinion, I think the one where they are graduating would be the most satisfying for them and achieving, because in the rescue operation, it's their work at the end of the day, so they might do more than one rescue operation each day, so every single one is not as exciting as the first one. Whereas in the graduation, it might be the only time they do it in their whole lives, so it's like an experience to remember.
Thank you. Now, Ignacio, here are your pictures. They show people learning about things in different ways. I'd like you to compare two of the pictures and say how effective the ways of learning might be and how memorable the experience would be. All right?
So I think in this picture, where they are clearly building something, would be the most memorable and the most efficient way, because here is a normal classroom, a typical classroom. We've all gone through the experience of learning in this type of classroom, and we all know it's not certainly the most interesting thing to do, as you just have to memorize what you are taught. Whereas here, it's a hands-on experience. You are working and cooperating with other people, as we can see here. So this might be more efficient, because what you do, you'll remember longer, because it's just an experience you are not going to do every single day. You can see people are enjoying themselves, whereas here you cannot see anyone laughing or grinning. So I think people here are going to remember this experience more than these ones.
Thank you. Luna, which of these learning situations do you think would be the most effective?
I think this situation would be the most effective, because they're working all as a group. They have to count on each other. They have to listen to the other's opinions. So they will know in the future how to cope with decisions between a group. So they're cooperating. That's why I think it's the most effective.
Okay, thank you. Can I have the booklet, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.